Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lee, you and I grew up with this idea of separation of church and state, right?
Yeah, the concept, yes.
Yeah. And we've been watching these cases for years and years and years. I mean, a lot of them in the public schools. You know, a coach prays with a team after the game. Major lawsuit goes on for years. Like here in Greenville area, child prays in the cafeteria. Can a child do that? Is that okay? Or, you know, no, they can't, or okay, it's fine unless a teacher leads it, then we can't do it. And we have, even here in Greenville, spent years litigating those kinds of things to achieve this separation of church and state, which even as Christians in America, we believe, well, we want to accommodate everybody, right? So we want the Protestants and the Baptists and the Buddhists to all get along in schools. We can all go together and respect each other's religions. And for that reason, religion had to be stripped from the public square, we were told.
Yes, that's what we were told.
Right. Now, if you really dig into the legal basis of all that, it's wrong.
Yes.
And the founders would tell you that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they usually even read the Federalist Papers. They were very clear. Yeah. There was a Christian foundation for this country.
Yeah.
Oddly, you couldn't even teach those parts of the Federalist Papers now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what they meant was you were not going to have an institutionalized church like in England,
right,
where it literally actually is part of the government.
Yeah. It's freedom of religion, not from religion.
Exactly. But whatever, the courts went the other direction, and we judiciously ripped church from state, and really not just church, but religion from state. And that's the crucial difference there. No, we're not going to have a state religion or state church, but no, come on, you can talk about Jesus in your classroom. So but you can't, though. I mean, you can't do it. And I see that, you know, I've seen that when my kids were in public school. You know, the teachers are very afraid if the topic of Jesus or anything comes up, right? So we've done that. No government religion, no government prayer. We've had all the fights in the city councils. You can't even have a prayer before council. You get sued. So I got to tell you, I was blown away when this video came across my feed. See, because I've always lived in that America. I don't know this one. It's a New York City police officer wearing her hijab. This is part of a public education demonstration by the NYPD on how to properly wear a hijab. Why would a person wear a hijab? To comply with Sharia law.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That is religious law. And the NYPD, last time I checked, was not a nonprofit. Last time I checked.
Yeah.
Was not a church. Here she is demonstrating the proper way to put on a hijab in a sanctioned public demonstration and celebration of the hijab by the NYPD.
You said it how you want to, but you can take one side short, one side long.
You can get creative, put a pin, as long as you're all your hair is covered and like most of your face, so men can't see it to comply with Sharia law, you're good. And I thought about this. I thought there would never, ever be a video of an NYPD officer demonstrating how to put a Christian cross around your neck.
Yeah.
The ostensible purpose for this was to teach NYPD and everybody else to tolerate people in hijabs and really celebrate that. Why don't we tolerate Christians then?
Yeah.
Why don't we have Jewish Star of David Day?
Yeah.
Here's the Star of David. Here I'm fastening it around my neck, and I'll explain to you what it means to me. Sponsored by the NYPD. How about that? Mm-hmm. And yet, if we had a coach right here in Greenville kneel down on the field
after a game.
Yes, or in the middle at halftime because he's losing. You know what I mean? Please, God, help. Right? Like, help us. You know, we really could use that touchdown. It'd be national news. He gets sued and go on and on and on. But I mean, how can they just hijab themselves? How can they do this when we can't? How is this happening?
Because that's tolerance, Tara.
Well, why don't Christians get some?
Oh, well, because we know that that's the majority, and the majority is always wrong.
I don't know. To me, after all these years of covering, you know, as a reporter and then, you know, doing this, you know, covering, I mean, all these prayer disputes.
Yeah.
I'm blown away. I'm just, how is it even possible? How is it possible? And I figured it out. I think it's possible because they know that if this was switch out the hijab and do the cross next week, there'll be a suit
right.
by the ACLU, by the left. But they know there'll be no lawsuit by the left.
Right. Over this, yeah.
So you know what? As counterintuitive as this seems, I think we need one of these pro-religious nonprofits who normally fight on the other side of these lawsuits, you know, the prayer ones.
Yeah.
Coach praying, teacher praying, whatever. Right. I think they need to sue the NYPD. Our side. We need to sue. Because you know what? Our religions are going to get supplanted by this. It's going to be okay to say a prayer to Allah in school. It's going to be okay to do a hijab demonstration in school. One of the things my son pointed out to me, you know, because he's in the virtual program at Greenville Schools, it drives him crazy every year. They spend weeks and weeks and weeks on Islam. Christianity is one day if you're lucky. I can't talk about that. Separation of church and state. Well, isn't Islam a religion? No, that's a Democrat grievance group, honey.
Yeah.
And you know what really this is? If your group of people votes death, let me break it down. If your group of people votes Democrat 80% or more, you do whatever the heck you want. Christians don't, so. This is, we need to push back on this. I'm shocked. My whole life, I just didn't think the thing like this is possible. Yeah, I don't mean to go on about it, but I couldn't believe it.
It's an excellent point. I mean, I know that some people will say, oh, this is just a minor thing, but no, it's not.
No.
These little things like this have huge implications. And what you're pointing out here is the intolerance of the left for anything that they don't like. And, you know, let's face it, the left doesn't like Christianity. It doesn't like any type of Western type of theology. And as you pointed out, the Muslim group, the Islam is a grievance group for them that they can take advantage of for their own political gain.
And, you know, I don't even want to just make this about the left, though, because that has become throughout my whole life a bedrock principle of this country, separation of church and state, taught in schools.
Yeah.
And explain to kids, this is why you can't have your prayer in school. This is why you can't do your project on Jesus and how he died. We're going to need a different theme project from you. But we all accepted it because that was an American norm, a Western norm, really, that allowed us all to live in peace with each other. And even within the sects, you know, as Protestants versus Catholics, you know what I'm saying? Like, it worked out. So, and it was great. This is a violation of that norm. I can't even blame the left for it completely.
Well, it's an attempt to normalize that type of religion and that type of observance over anything that is, you know, Jewish or Christian or any type of other, you know, larger denomination in the U.S.
Meanwhile, I am so excited about this. Okay, this is a good news here. Number one story in the U.S. this morning when I rolled in here. And I sat in here, and if you heard me yell, I went, yes, when I opened up Topic Pulse, because it means Americans are getting it. They're seeing it. Illegal immigrant, terrorist, international terror watch list, wanted in Uzbekistan for being a jihadi, recruiting terrorists online, advocating for jihad online, and recruiting for a terror group. When things got a little hot for him in Uzbekistan, because they were looking for him to arrest him, he fled here because Joe Biden said, come. And he said, okay, cool. I'm going to love America. He went over the border, but here's the crazy part. We caught him. Akhor Bazarov, and this is bizarre, I'll tell you what. We caught him. We had him. He was wanted by Interpol and Uzbekistan. All we had to do is put him on a plane and send him back.
Yep.
Biden releases him.
Well, of course.
A wanted terrorist. Recruiter. Of course, he's probably recruiting. And says, you know what? What we need to do is get this guy an 18-wheeler and put him on the road.
That's it.
That's what we need to do. Do you realize the CDL that he got from the state of Pennsylvania allows him to drive chemicals in an 18-wheeler, right? Mm-hmm. Hazardous materials and school buses full of children.
Well, there you go.
So can you imagine you're going on a field trip and the bus pulls up? There's the friendly neighborhood terrorist wanted in Uzbekistan to take your kids on the field trip. Democrats, y'all.
Yeah.
Democrats. Here's Pete Malugin, Bill Malugin with Fox News. Not only was Akhor Bazarov, a wanted terrorist, released into the country by the Biden administration, he was also given a commercial driver's license by Governor Shapiro's Pennsylvania in violation of federal law. Now, you want to know the crazy part about this story?
Well, let's hear it.
You're thinking, what, that wasn't the crazy part?
Exactly.
No, no. That commercial driver's license that he had, there's a picture of it. He got real ID. It's got the star. He got real ID?
Well.
How did he get real ID? If you're a married woman, do you know what it's like to get real ID?
Oh, you've got to show your, don't you have to show your marriage license?
Yes, you have to go dig it all up. It is easier for, apparently, a terrorist to get a real ID than a married woman in America. And here's the crazy part. You know what that means, right, the real ID? He could get on a plane. That's the whole point of it was, you know, post 9/11 commission,
right.
Much more secure license.
You TSA, can get on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole thing, yeah.
You can get on a plane. We're giving these to terrorists. Why do I need one to fly? And of course, the only other option is a visa. I'm sure they'll take that away. And I'm telling you, this real ID, this proves it's useless, pointless, it's failed. We should just do away with it. There's no point to it. But, you know, when you're looking at right here in South Carolina in that Senate committee, we've got a bill to digitize real ID. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I'm telling you, 3 to 5 years from now, maybe it's 10. I don't know. You want to open a social media account, they're going to demand your real ID. And they got you. That's the purpose of the real ID. It's not to stop terror. Or we wouldn't hand one to a terrorist. Why would you hand one of these to a terrorist? Well, so you could censor him online too in case he goes MAGA. That's why. This country, y'all, but, don't let this make you mad. Here's why. Lee, again, this was the number one story on Topic Pulse this morning. By most hits, most clicks, people are outraged. Good. Americans are finding out what's going on in their country, and I hope they're terrified.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Trump just hit a new low of this term, 44% approval, total disaster. And what's fascinating about it, I'm always honest with you about these things, is it's entirely self-inflicted. Democrats haven't managed to put a dent in him. You can see the downward trend because he was polling 51, 52, 50, 49 on a bad day until the beginning of July. That was when Trump said, bizarrely, at that press conference, Pam Bondi, God bless her, tried to take the bullet for him. She said, "No, I'm. It's on me. The release of the Epstein thing. It's on me. It's my fault." And he almost pushed her aside. Said, "No, I'm not releasing Epstein documents. If you want them, you're not MAGA. Go away. I don't want your support." I went, "Why would you say that?" especially after campaigning on releasing them and then promoting the heck out of the fact that you were going to release them. It was a bizarre episode. People took him at his word, said, okay, fine, we're gone. He lost 5 points off the top. Hasn't come back. Not really. He has some good days, but it hasn't come back. So I want this Epstein thing over because it's really hurt the agenda. I don't even know the purpose of it, of him doing that. Pam Bondi was going to take the bullet. Let everyone blame her. Maybe it's noble of Trump that he didn't. I don't know. Well, let me tell you what's about to happen here. Trump knows that the Epstein files are going to pass. And for whatever reason, he decided to withhold them. I don't know what it is. I have theories, but I don't know. He knew what was going to pass Congress today. He flipped this weekend and said, yes, please pass it. Because he knows he don't want to be on the losing side of it. And I have every confidence they'll come out and he's not going to be in them in any kind of bad way. I mean, he'll be in them, obviously. I mean, we have pictures of his family and his kids on the Epstein plane. And Epstein used to fly groups of people and friends from Florida to New York and then back and forth. And Trump would go back and forth, too. So he's on some of those planes. Never went to Epstein Island, though. And that's according to people who did, including some of the girls who work for Epstein. He's not going to be in these files. A lot of Democrats are, including Larry Summers, by the way, who's imploding right now. Fixture on the Democrat campaign circuit, former Treasury Secretary, and he's already apologizing. They're not out yet. If I advised Larry, I would have told him to keep his powder dry. Just let me tell you what's going to happen. If both the House and the Senate authorize the release of the Epstein documents, Trump will sign it, and nothing will happen. They're not coming out. They're not. I mean, we appreciate the Democrats' efforts last week when Representative Tim Burchett tried to bring this up. They blocked it. They obviously don't want you to see what Democrats are in it. But no, they're not coming out. Because I don't think Trump can get them. I don't think Pam Bondi can get them. And I definitely don't think Kash Patel is up to getting them. I mean, physically, if they wanted to get them, I don't think they can. I don't think they control their agencies. Not really. So do I think these people would block them from coming out? Kash Patel, I don't know what he's capable of this morning. I have a lot of questions after what's just happened with Crooks and the Butler revelations. In fact, he lied to us and he's stonewalling Congress. I don't trust him to do anything. But the rest of them, Bongino, Pam, I don't know that they can even get these documents. I don't even know that they exist anymore. But I'll tell you where they do exist. Our media is not going to tell you this, and neither will your liberal friends who probably don't know. We've got lists of the pedophiles, the perpetrators, the Johns, under seal in Florida court and in New York court, federal. Well, why are they under seal? Well, because of James Comey's little girl, who's also a federal prosecutor, Maureen, who thankfully was fired by the Trump administration. Now we know why. See, the real scandal here, I don't know why Trump tarred himself with this. The real scandal here is that Maureen Comey spent most of her time fighting FOIA lawsuits and convincing liberal pre-picked judges to block anyone from finding out who the Johns were. She fought Judicial Watch. She's fought Gateway Pundit as they have sued under FOIA and tried to get the names. They've been put under seal. But it gets worse. We found out, and I think this was a massive bombshell about a week and a half ago, from Epstein's cellmate that Epstein was offered by Maureen Comey, we will drop the charges against you if you make something up about Trump. But it's got to be something we can use, and it's got to be, it's okay if it's a lie, but it's got to be something he can't refute or prove wrong. This was in 2019. Okay, what does that tell you? Wasn't Trump president in 2019? Yeah. He didn't control the FBI then either. And he doesn't now. Kash Patel has either gone over to the other side, there's ample evidence of that this week, or he's just a wuss who's being lied to by FBI agents who just got caught. And folks, the fact that Kash Patel went after Tucker Carlson for reporting the truth about Crooks' online history, the truth about Crooks' association with a neo-Nazi group, a left-wing, by the way, neo-Nazi group, about Crooks not only being left-wing, but wanting to commit mass murder on the federal government. The fact that they blocked out all of that and the fact that, fuck, this is so bizarre. Crooks' last post, which was in 2020, then he truly did go dark, was accompanied by this neo-Nazi terror group member. And that group has links to Antifa. And then they both disappear. But then the terrorist shows back up, the terrorist group member, I should say, I don't know if he's a terrorist, named Willie Tepes, shows back up after Butler and talks about how, get this, the FBI and the Russian intelligence have interviewed him. Was Willie Tepes in the congressional report? Because that was supposed to cover everything. Oh, yeah, they covered that up too. Folks, you only need to know one thing. Subpoena issued. Republican senators this summer. Right now, Bongino and Kash Patel are defying it. Why? And why is Trump letting them get away with it? Remember, you heard it here first. Ask the question, was Thomas Crooks transgender? I asked it right after the attack, actually. On July 16th, 2024, I was telling you, this guy's trans. I was pretty sure he was. And it was because of a paragraph buried in a New York Post article. The article, if you want to read it yourself, is would-be Trump assassin Thomas Crooks' family includes hardworking big sister, who's real friendly. As feds still search for a motive. Oh, they knew all about it. Her name is Katie Crooks. And according to one of her neighbors, she's really nice. And her brother helped her move into a new apartment. Listen to how the neighbor described the brother, Thomas Crooks. Quote, the person who helped her, I couldn't tell if it was male or female, the neighbor told the Post of his initial reaction to Thomas. A couple days later, I asked if it was one of her siblings, because the person wasn't sure if it was a boy or a girl. And she said it was her brother, the one who shot Trump. He was real scrawny. Now, think about this for a minute. Thomas Crooks, who he was utterly erased. I suspect by the FBI, don't know. They played a part in it by lying. Oh, he has no online history. Weird, right? Okay, let's move on. Yeah, no, he did. They hit it and lied to Congress. In fact, Christopher Wray should be dragged back in under oath because it appears he's committed yet another felony, although there are so many on the pile of lies to Congress that probably doesn't matter, but whatever. They had to drag Paul Abadi back too and ask, why did you tell us he had no online history other than those few early years when he was 15 that you quoted? Why didn't you tell us about the connections to a neo-Nazi terror group, a left-wing Antifa-affiliated neo-Nazi terror group? Why didn't you mention that? Why'd you lie? Why'd you say there was nothing? Why'd you cover up the trans history? Why is there another trans shooter? Why does this keep happening? Why did you not want us to know? Why did you lie on the scale that you did? In fact, the scale on which they lied here is unbelievable. Look at this. It's from Google. Congressional report on Thomas Crooks, right? And when was the original one? December 2024. It's by the House and the Senate. Okay, well, they were lied to by the FBI, so their reports are going to be bad, and the FBI has never complied with their subpoenas. You know when the most recent report came out? July 13th, 2025. Wasn't Trump in office then? Wasn't weird. It's super weird. There was another GAO report that came out this fall too. They lied too. It's weird. It's just really strange. And here's what you need to take from this, okay? Again, and I've been saying this every hour. This is what our message needs to be this morning. Trump needs to call, because I know a lot of you use me for show prep, because I go first on the East Coast. Trump needs to call Kash Patel and Dan Bongino into his office and ask him one simple thing. Why are you stonewalling Congress? They subpoenaed this information from you in July of this December. You haven't complied. You haven't sent them a thing they want. They want to know the contents of the encrypted accounts, which we broke into. They want to know the contents of Crooks' phone. We broke into that in 40 minutes. They want to know any online history. They also want to know about the geolocation of Crooks' phone within the vicinity of the FBI. Or at least it was a person in his household whose phone appeared to have gone to the FBI. That's never been answered either. They want the geolocation data from Crook's phone. They want all of it. Cash Patel ain't playing ball. Neither is Dan Bongino. In all fairness, he works for Cash, so. And I would say to them, what is this, Tuesday? You got till Friday. Comply with that subpoena. Do it now. Because I shouldn't have to learn from Tucker Carlson and Miranda Devine over at New York Post that you've lied to me. And I want to know why you're stonewalling Congress. And you know what I'd ask him behind closed doors if I was Trump? Did you know any of this? Did you know you've been lying? Or did you take the word of the agent you were, oh gosh, supposed to fire 6 months ago, 8 months ago? The same people who, by the way, did Arctic Frost. Those people. Why do we have another transgender shooter? Why do they keep killing conservatives or trying to? Right-wingers, folks like that. Jesse Waters wants to know.
Crooks also had a trans connection. Like alleged Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson, Crooks appears to have been interested in furries and exploring gender identity. He described himself with the pronouns they, them on the platform DeviantArt, which is one of the biggest online hubs for furry art and the furry community. So two assassins, both tied into the trans world? That's weird. And why did Biden's FBI suggest this guy was MAGA?
Indeed. Trump needs to get the answers. He's in danger every hour until he does. Politically, y'all, America really is two different countries. But because we have different political philosophies, it's becoming two different economies. Yeah, headline earlier in the week, you might have heard about this from your liberal friends. 23 U.S. states are already in recession. 11 on the brink. Michigan, the latest to tip into contraction. That's according to Moody's. Oh, yeah, the left had fun tweeting that. But which states? How about South Carolina? Are we one of those? No, we're actually growing. In fact, if you go through the red states, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, they're all growing. Weird, right? Not only not in recession or on the brink, they're growing. Well, what states have tipped into recession? Washington, Oregon. Let's see. Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, Maine, Virginia, Maryland. Some red states, Georgia's one. But that's pretty much it. Yeah. And New York is on the brink. So in yellow, which, you know, basically they rate Moody's rates as treading water. This is two completely different Americas. When you have most of the blue states in recession already, and most of the red states not only not on the brink, but growing. And Trump needs to tell that story because this is not something that he did. Here's Larry Kudlow, CNBC, on that, explaining it.
Donald Trump didn't create the affordability crisis. The affordability crisis is inflation, prices are higher than wages for working folks, middle class and lower income people. Okay? Joe Biden created 9% inflation with 21% cumulative increase in prices. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Joe Biden that did that. J.D. Vance made the case last night, I think, or the night before, that basically the average price of a home doubled under Biden, went up 100%, doubled. That wasn't Trump. It was under Biden. Now I got the Democratic Party and the lefty media blaming Donald Trump.
I know. It's crazy. And we'll pick up here tomorrow. Here's a simple solution to the affordability crisis. Move to a red state. Problem solved. You don't have to have a recession. Not at all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.